the team that we put together over the last 20 years is incredible. We're growing, and to be so focused on our members every day, it's a great team, and it's really been interesting to see the change in the 20 years.
This is going to be a fun one. That voice right there was the voice of Doug Marsh, who is the content director for Nationwide Marketing Group. And we had a blast talking about the history of Nationwide Marketing Group. You'll hear it at the beginning of the episode. This was an idea that was born out of Team Summit, a meeting of all of the different regions of Nationwide. We come together, twice a year, the sort of off 6 months between primetime events, and we get together, have strategic discussions. And at my first Team Summit in October in Houston, I had the chance to sit back and watch a session where there was a timeline of the history of Nationwide Marketing Group, three slides dedicated to 50 years of almost 50 years of history of Nationwide. And from that, the journalistic mind of mine was like, well, that's not enough, I need to know more. So I got to know Doug Marsh in my early time here at Nationwide, and work closely with Doug on a lot of different projects. And one of them that I added to our plate was doing a podcast on the history of Nationwide Marketing Group. So, founded in 1971, there were seven retail members at the time that came together for a purpose of serving themselves and better positioning themselves in an industry that was facing, some big competitors at the time, some big box stores. And they wanted to make sure that they, had everything working for them, that they were able to make themselves, very strong competitors in a industry that was being rocked as it continues to be today. So, it was all about providing benefits to the membership, and yes, buying power, was part of that. And to see how it's grown over those almost 50 years, it'll be 50 in 2021, so we're year 49 now. To see how it's grown from 7 to 5,300 is just impressive. And a lot of stories along the way. And I knew no one better than Doug Marsh to bring on and have that discussion with. I know Doug has a keen interest in the history of Nationwide, and this is something he was looking to do anyway, as far as reading up on and sort of being that historian for Nationwide. So we had a great time, a great conversation, and one that I look forward to, you guys listening to and getting to experience as well. So let's just go ahead and dive right into that conversation with Doug Marsh, the content director for Nationwide Marketing Group, and enjoy this dive into the history of Nationwide. We are back on the Independent Thinking Podcast, and right now, a bit of a different podcast, one that is born out of one of my first official meetings that I got to attend as a member of the Nationwide Marketing Group family, and diving into the history of the company and the buying group here. And to do that, we've got Doug Marsh, who is the content director for Nationwide, and a guy I've gotten to work closely with my first couple of months here. So Doug, first of all, appreciate you taking some time and doing research. I know you've been doing a lot of research for this, so homework ahead of this podcast.
Absolutely. But no, it's been fun to go dive deeper into where the company comes from and see exactly, we use the term rooted in retail, and that's truly what we are, member first organization rooted in retail, and that's where we come from.
That's awesome. And I very much look forward to having this conversation and spending some moments with you going into the past and history of Nationwide and learning about, where we came from and how we got to where we are today. But before we do that, tell us a little bit about you. Your current role, like I said, content director, and what your time at Nationwide has been like.
Yeah, so currently content director, but the running joke is I will be pretty much so everything by the time I leave Nationwide. I have been here for 20 years almost. In March, it will be my 20th anniversary, and I started simply in member services, where, we're all member services, but, sure, rooted in member services and working on the electronic side of things. And so I handled, big you know, vendors like Toshiba and RCA while
Wow.
helping the members be able to, you know, order. And, it started, right then. That was what I essentially worked on was a part that allowed for our members to buy these big name, companies at volumes that were a little smaller. They did not have to buy full trucks. They were able to buy small things because we were combining all the orders together.
Sure.
And so right from the get-go, one of the first things I did was, handling this, that it was really cool to be able to help out the members in this sense, it's the little guy versus the big guy. And so right from the get-go, that's what I was working on. But, I was brought in, I'd come, my background is in writing, and I had worked for US Airways, and
oh,
I was
wow.
writing customer letters, all day. And I sat beside a guy who eventually had left to come to Nationwide as well. His name was Bob Swift, and he would be the director of operations for Nationwide for, 15, 16 years before he retired. And he brought me over and worked with him for a long time. And so my Nationwide connection was him, working together at US Airways. But it's been a pretty amazing ride for everything from, like I say, member services to now content. But we dabbled in development of digital marketing. We've done regular marketing. We've worked in operations. We've done a little bit of everything. It's been really cool 20 years.
That's awesome. And certainly something I think, you can kind of say that about anyone at Nationwide, it seems like, is one of my early impressions, is that there's a lot of talented people that can do a lot of different things. So, I mean, I just think about the 20 years that you've been involved in working with Nationwide to see it grow to where it is today, something that we'll certainly be talking about here. But what's sort of your impression of how the company has changed just in your time being here?
It has, to try to put the perspective into it. The first show I went to, I thought I was a mid 20-year-old kid, and I thought it was the greatest thing I'd ever seen. It was 50,000 square feet of stuff. And
wow.
we'll be going to a show here in Houston here very soon, and we're going to have almost 200,000 square feet or whatever it is. It just so many more attendees and so much more product. It's amazing. And that's where I put it into perspective as the, when I first started, how incredible it was and how our new normal is now, quadruple what it was. The team that we put together over the last 20 years is incredible. We're growing and, utilizing people in the industry, utilizing, retailers, getting younger, like with yourself, seeing this team continue to grow and advance and to be so focused on our members every day. It's a great team, and it's really been interesting to see the change in the 20 years.
Do you have a sense of what the number of employees, what number employee you were and kind of where it is today? Like how much the company has actually grown?
It's interesting. We were in multiple offices back then. So, we had 12 to 15 in the Winston office, but there was also, six or seven in the Pittsburgh office. And so we weren't necessarily under one roof like we are now. But I have to think they had been, growing before I got there, but it seems like a lot of the really strong growth has happened since. So I won't say I was, one of the, first, but I was probably a mid-pack person. Yeah.
Gotcha. That's awesome. And so, looking at that, though, we're going back even further. I know, mm-hmm. You mentioned 20 years. Nationwide itself goes back to 1971. And we talk about
yes.
this, the history and sort of the idea that sparked this. We'll talk a little bit about Team Summit, which is, like I said, the first event that I got to attend officially as a member of Nationwide. And I shouldn't say a member, a team member, a staff person of an employee of Nationwide. And, Team Summit, I know, has its own history and is something that for members wouldn't be familiar with, but, is sort of the 6 months in between prime time. So, our fall and spring, we'll call it summits. So where
yes, these these planning sessions where we essentially get together to come up with the ways that we're going to move forward. We bring in all the regions, bring in all the MSMs, and talk about how we're going to help the member going forward for those months. And one of the really cool things we did this past year, was we launched a new website.
Yep.
And the website, it talked about all of our services and our benefits and such like that. But we had a small section on our story, and had done some research to find out how we build that story. But in the team summit, we put that on a timeline type chart and showed the whole company of how these, seven individuals who were all retailers themselves had come together in 1971, as you talked about, and how, nearly 50 years later, we were all sitting there still, talking about how we're helping members, the same things that they were talking about 50 years earlier. We help a little bit different now, but, seeing that timeline really put it into perspective and really got us, going with the, our history and where we come from.
Yeah, it's crazy to see it sort of all laid out. And I mean, I know it, in a matter of fact, it's only, I think you look at it, three slides on on the, the deck for what was Team Summit and that particular discussion that we had at that time. But, I know there's so much more to it that, we could really dive into, and fleshing it out was sort of what sparked this and had us interested in discussing kind of this history of Nationwide. So, I mean, you mentioned that the seven members got together in 1971, and also something that stuck out that you said earlier, Pittsburgh. No Pittsburgh office anymore, but I know that's where
Pittsburgh office anymore.
That is where one of the original members was from.
Yes. Our co-founder Lee Gutman had run retail stores and had been just huge in the community, and he was one of the original group of seven that came forth. And we had Ed Kelly, who was from our area here in North Carolina, along with his brother-in-law, Robert Wiesner, who had ran, stores as well. And so as original members, they'd come together to join, this new, the word buying group, I don't even think existed at the time, but essentially that's what they were doing. And, I had seen a quote from Robert who talked about the early days and said, that that's the reason they had gotten together was to buy better. They wanted to compete with their big box of the day, which was Sears and Montgomery Ward. And they had come together as this group of seven to, get that buying power and compete with the big guys. And it starts small like that, and then they grew from there.
Yeah, and I mean, grew. Just the juxtaposition of seven versus 5,300 that we're talking about today. Just, I can't imagine what, in their minds, if they had that kind of growth and that size in their minds. But I'm sure, it's astonishing to see, just in not even 50 years, 40, just over 45, I think it would be at the time of the mega merger. But, growth has to start somewhere, right? And I know in those early years, they started with seven, but barely by a decade later, I think they had tripled in size, almost quadrupled in size.
They had. They list 1971 as that starting point, and through the 70s, they started, to grow a little bit. But some of the early wins for them were to get vendor partners. And, one of the first in the, I think it was in the mid-70s, was Frigidaire, was the first vendor partner who comes on. With the, they called Nationwide Television and Appliance Associates at that time. And then in the mid 70s, Zenith came on board. Wow. So now they had, appliances and they had TV. And so by the turn of the end of the decade, I think in 1980, they had grown to 30 members.
Wow. And at the time, I mean, you're talking about some early appliance and electronics companies there. I mean, now you look at Nationwide today, it's furniture, it's bedding, it's appliances and electronics. Was furniture and bedding part of the discussion at the beginning, or were these guys appliance and electronics retailers?
I think they're strictly appliance and electronics. And, the furniture would come much later along with some of the other services. But when they began as strictly appliance electronics
Gotcha.
Folks. Yep.
So I know on our timeline, you know, I'm looking at it, got it in front of me here, and something I think we should be able to share, you know, when we post the podcast up. But, you know, between 1980 when they hit 30 members and, you know, it's kind of funny that it's the next big marker on this timeline, but the first primetime is 13 years after that in 93. So a big 13-year gap there. I mean, growth, I'm sure, is part of that, adding vendors. But what sort of stuff happened between 1980 and that first primetime?
Yeah, so the 80s saw them continue to grow in members. They continued to bring on, you know, new vendors. In the early 80s, they brought in RCA. And then a big one in 82, they brought in GE.
Who,
you know, along with our Frigidaire, still partners with Nationwide today. And so as the decade continued, they still were, you know, focused on appliances, electronics, and as the 80s ended, they had brought on a new partner in Whirlpool, who is, as you know, still a big partner.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, with us today. So what the 80s saw was the, you know, they saw them both growing in membership, but they also saw them growing in vendor partners, and so I think that ties in, you know, a strong vendor partner increases, you know, makes you know, members better as well.
Gotcha. And then we got to primetime. You know, 1993, the first primetime happens. You know, tell us a little bit about that or what you were able to dig up on that first primetime.
Yeah. So essentially what was happening, they were having shows, and you know, we on the Our Story portion of the website, we were able to find some just amazing pictures from the 70s and 80s and such. And so there are shows before then, but essentially, the two major groups, you know, Nationwide TV and Appliance was the major group, but Mr. Kelly had a secondary group here in the South that was a member of Nationwide called SEVA, and what those two had combined to become one, you know, one Nationwide, and they decided that since they just had combined, it was time to combine their, you know, their shows as well, and they had come together, you know, as one in. And now it was time to come together as one and show. And the first prime time, we've got, you know, some amazing pictures from it as well on the website. It, you know, was huge, brought in all sorts of you know, sales training, but also, you know, product. And, you know, it really, I want to say it was ahead of its time, but you know, it really was great to get everybody together like that and to think about anything that you do that's still going on. I mean, we still do primetime very similar. It's still about bringing everybody together, you know, to see all these great new lines and learn new things and all that good stuff. So yeah, it was a big deal for the group at that time, and I've got to think, you know, it really helped to them push even into, you know, further to grow the membership as well.
Any sense of, you know, numbers from that first primetime or anything like that, or even, you know, where it was hosted?
Yeah, it was in Orlando. I think.
I know you mentioned roughly 50,000 square feet of exhibit space.
Yes. You know, the first joint meeting as they came together was in Orlando, but the first primetime was in New Orleans, where we just were.
All right.
Yes. So the 1993 primetime is at the New Orleans Convention Center. Not 100% sure how many attended, but it was definitely a big deal for all of them. I know, you know, our friends at Sterling still put our show together today. They were there for that first show, and I've talked a little bit about it and how, you know, they were able to pull it through. You know, these shows are amazingly well run today, and it's because of all the experience that they had from these previous shows. And so, you know, to take something this massive, I know it was difficult, but they were able to do it well, and here we are today, still going.
It's crazy. And almost, you think about it, they're coming up on almost 30 years of doing this show, then, which is, that's incredible. I mean, you talk about a well-oiled machine, and you know, to have the same kind of organizers with you the whole time, and just learning from it and growing together. I'm sure it's been quite the partnership and experience for, you know, Nationwide and Sterling there over the
absolutely
years with primetime.
Absolutely. But as you know, when you go to the primetime show now, it is such a well-oiled machine. You find out why, because they've been doing it for so long. Yeah. You've seen every, you know,
mm-hmm. That's crazy. That's crazy. And I know also, you know, you talk about primetime, a great time for, you know, those two organizations to combine in 93 and, mm-hmm. and have that show. And then also just seeing, you know, even today, you know, you get all the different portions of Nationwide from the different regions and coming together and just meeting everyone and seeing everyone, and all around a great time, a great experience.
It is great networking experience. But one of the things that you'd ask about was, you know, furniture. And as we get to 93, they start realizing, you know, they've been an organization now for a little over 20 years, and it was started for buying power. And what they, you know, what they found was that the evolution of that was great, but now they needed to evolve even further. And that's when you start seeing some of these other services come in, that, you know, we still talk about today, like training or, you know, great financing or adding new categories like furniture. And so, you know, the 90s and into the early 2000s saw a lot of that innovation come to as well.
Gotcha. And one I know in particular, you know, we talked about it ahead of the call, some of the programs and stuff that, you know, I experiment with and things like that. Tell listeners about the one in particular that we talked about that had something to do with appliances.
Yeah. So, you know, as we sit here in 2020, you know, the internet and e-commerce is just so ingrained in our culture. But early on, one of the, you know, I joined in 2000, and I can remember one of the early projects that Nationwide had taken on was essentially an early version of appliances online, to where we actually had a website to where we would take orders and send them directly to our members in that area. So it was very both cutting edge and manual, because it was way ahead of its time. It was a lot of manual process, but, you know, to be able to take, you know, online orders in, I think, 03, 04, 05, way before, you know, the explosion of e-commerce was a pretty amazing thing. And, you know, it was a service that, you know, really, like I say, was ahead of its time.
Well, to Nationwide's credit, I don't think anyone has figured out online ordering of appliances yet. So that, you know, you talk about ahead of its time, it's still today, I think it would still be ahead of its time. But the one thing it sounds like, and that I kind of related it to, you know, you think about that, you know, the way it was run, where an order would come in and you guys would take it and then shop for that appliance at a retailer who makes sense for that customer. It kind of sounds like, you know, the grocery delivery of today. So you're talking about a service that you were working on in the early 2000s to one like a DoorDash, or almost like an Uber Eats kind of deal, you know, where you're getting food delivered to you.
For
appliances. So
we were running Uber appliance early on. So.
That's crazy. I mean, it's the idea is there. So like it wasn't wrong.
No, it was great. It did very well. I think at that time, you know, we probably were ready to move forward thinking that, you know, e-commerce is coming. There's probably a better way to do this. But, you know, I think you could still operate this probably today.
And I know there's a lot more advancement on the e-commerce side. But before we hop to that, I know there's one marker that's labeled 1999 that has had a major impact on Nationwide. And that's the addition of Prime Media.
Absolutely. Yeah. The partnership with Prime Media, the Prime Media Studios down in outside of Atlanta, Kennesaw, was amazing, because, you know, they brought in this very, you know, high tech ability to do, you know, commercials for the day. You know, they were on the cutting edge of shooting HD before HD was big, but they allowed, you know, our members to be able to get into the game and make really professional commercials and that look great. And you know, 20 years later, that partnership is still amazing, and they still do such quality work. And you know, it was huge. You know, that, you know, when you talk about, hey, we have a, you know, studio that our vendors use to shoot, you know, product in, that's just, it's just an amazing, amazing thing to have
and
as part of your.
And it really leans in on the marketing side of, you know, what Nationwide Marketing Group is, and not to, to skip ahead of it or anything, but that kind of lends perfectly to what is the next big thing that happens for Nationwide, which is the rebrand.
Yes. Yeah. Eventually, you know, as we added new services and added new categories, and now we had furniture and all this good stuff, you know, the founders who were still there, you know, they had brought Les Kirk in, who, had been a retailer as well, but, you know, Robert, Wiesner and Ed Kelly and Lee Gutman were still all there, had decided we weren't Nationwide TV and Appliance anymore because we did a lot more. And so, Nationwide Marketing Group was born, technically late 2002, publicly 2003 at the prime time there in 2003. And, you know, it was a big deal, because we had transitioned into so much more than just TV and appliance. We still did TV and appliance really well, but we also did furniture and we did financing and did sales training and we could make commercials for you. We could do all this other amazing stuff. And so, you know, Nationwide Marketing Group is formed then and, you know, still going strong, still innovating, still coming up with new stuff today.
That's awesome. And then we kind of come to another gap here in the timeline for those following underneath here on the Nationwide website, the new Nationwide website, by the way, that you referenced at the top here. So what happens with Nationwide between that rebrand and then, you know, there's another big partnership in 2013 that, you know, we can talk about with Independent We Stand.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the 2000s, the, I don't even know what they're called, but the 2000 to 2010 area, continued growth. By that point in time, I just want to back up just a touch, is because, you know, as Nationwide grew, we began taking, you know, new organizations as well who were coming into the Nationwide family. And we do a lot of that in the 2000s as well. So in the 90s, we brought on what would become Nationwide West in the mid 90s. And then we brought on United Stores as a partner as well in 98, I believe. And so growing there, and then eventually we brought on what was Key America Midwest at the time in the late 90s, early 2000s, and became Nations Brand Direct, which is now Nationwide East. But, you know, continuing to grow in these region offices, these associate groups, just to, you know, make us stronger. And just, you know, so we do that. You know, and that's where we get to today. And so in the early 2000s, we have another very big a partnership in 2002 when Nationwide Southwest and Dennis's group comes in. And so, you know, that growth there in that, what, roughly 7 to 8 years is amazing.
Unbelievable.
How Nationwide was able to grow and partner with these other incredible, you know, member organizations to become this one, you know, massive group. So, you know, we have that in the early 2000s as we start. And as we develop into the 2000s, we were innovating in all sorts of cool stuff. Like we talked about the brandsdirect.com website, you know, we got into, you know, flat panels were coming in. So we were in that, you know, that world of plasmas and all that good stuff. And, you know, got into digital cameras and all this as the digital camera exploded. And in 2005, we continued our strategic partnership in furniture and grew, you know, even more so that in, you know, 2006, we added a rental section. And, you know, Mr. Kelly, one of our original, one of our founders was heavily rooted in a rent business here. He ran a huge rent organization here in, you know, North Carolina and Virginia and stuff. And so, you know, in 2006, we bring on Rent Direct Nationwide and started a rental program, and it, you know, took off as well. And at that same time, we started bringing in specialty electronics, which, you know, we still have today as HTSN. So, yeah. So through that time, we were doing a lot of good stuff, continuing to grow, getting involved in digital in that early section as well with some companies too. You know, we start learning about how to utilize the digital properties. And you know, as we ended the early 2000 decade, we brought in, you know, another partner in Nationwide Florida. So roughly 2011, I believe we brought them in. And so we now had, you know, what was that nationwide umbrella, as I call it, complete for that time.
Wow. So, I mean, growth has kind of been the mindset of the organization clearly since the beginning. I mean, to start as seven and, you know, just to see where it's come in that time, it's been, you know, barely 30 years. So, I mean, it's right. Just, it's impressive to see and it's clear too, that it's beyond just the membership side of things. It's also the vendor partners that have been added throughout
Absolutely.
The years. And then, you know, you talk about some of the, not member or vendor, but sort of industry partners. And that kind of brings you to 2013.
Yeah, well, 2013 is highlighted there because it was our biggest show at the time.
Gotcha. Okay.
The independent show there, I think what was our slogan was independent, strong, proud, united.
Yep.
You know, had well over 4,000 attendees at that show. And at that time,
wow.
I believe that was our largest attended show. And so it was kind of like a benchmark of, you know, just a little bit further that you had come, you know, you'd grown a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And so that was the highlight of that was, like I said, that was our biggest show at the time.
Gotcha.
And then, you know, just a few years later,
the big merger, the big partner, the big addition.
Exactly. And so, you know, in 2017, the team combined with Mega, and, you know, great organization, really strong in the furniture world as well. And to, you know, come together as one was huge. You know, became essentially the largest buying organization in the country because of it. And they had, incredible staff that came over, and you had our team, and, you know, you were talking about how, where the team, you know, comes from early. Well, it ballooned pretty quick there, and it ballooned really strong. That change, obviously increased membership, but it also increased the ability for us to help members because of the staff is just so strong, so member focused, so passionate about, you know, the independent retailer. So it was a great thing for both companies.
And you talk about size. I know one of the cool things to hear is that, yeah, we're an organization of independent retailers, but when you talk about Nationwide Marketing Group, I mean, the 5,300 members and 14,000 plus storefronts, it's larger than some of the big box stores. You know, you could take a couple names and combine them, and it's still not as big as what Nationwide represents.
Exactly. And that's when you put into perspective how strong the organization is that when we all get together, we are bigger than the big box, and you can combine several big box, and we have more locations than they do. So such strength, you know, strength in numbers, but it is impressive. The organization, the membership that has come from this merger.
Yeah. And you talk about the scale and kind of things that have happened since then. That happened in 2017. And I feel like we could have an entire separate episode for, you know, the time between 2017 and 2019, just what happened. I mean, you look at, you know, the timeline kind of has this exponential growth line happening, and you know, you see some of the logos and names that are on there. I mean, Site on Time comes on, Retailer Web Services, Ad Rocket, there's the Google partnerships, and we've seen how that has grown. I mean, No Child Hungry, Epic Protect, just a lot has been happening. And is it all because of the scale, do you think, or is it just a mindset change for Nationwide?
It's probably a little bit of both. The scale definitely does help us, you know, allows us to be able to get in front of folks like Google. But, you know, there is this, you know, the new, I don't want to say we've always had, you know, member first ideals. I mean, you know, the original founders were all retailers, and they would all always ask, is it best for the retailer? Is it best for the member? And so we've always done that. But, you know, today it's still that same mantra, is member first, you know, and some of the, like, partnering with Google, it's important, but it's because it helps bring more traffic to our members. That's why we do these things. You know, it's great to get involved in digital marketing, but we're involved in digital marketing because it helps our members, you know. So it's just keeping that same original intent, that same mindset that the founders have has really helped us, you know, move forward.
Yeah, and it's cool to see. I mean, you could even take that mantra, and I think, you know, only because we're on a podcast right now, you could talk about this podcast, and it's sharing, you're finding ways to share stories that, again, you know, you're sharing member stories and talking to members. So it's cool to see that sort of theme and mission sort of permeate everything that Nationwide does. And, you know, I know it's only three slides, but it's kind of crazy to see how, you know, quickly that kind of thing can come together and create a culture and sort of a way of doing things that has been successful, you know, for nearly 50 years here.
Yes, it has, and will continue to be successful. And, you know, we'll continue to work every day to, you know, for the member and to help them to continue to compete. You know, we have it was a decade ago, Prime Media made an amazing video that showed at primetime that it essentially talked about the spirit of the independent. And how, you know, they always count us out and we always come back. And it was it's an amazing video. If, you know, some of the folks maybe are newer, didn't see that, it's still out there. They'll still get it for you. But it really puts into perspective what we all do, you know, to it's a very worthy company and very worthy cause to be a part of independent retail.
Yeah, and only a few months in, and I feel that, and it's crazy, but, you know, true. And, you know, this timeline, it ends at 2019, clearly going to be moving forward for years to come, and looking forward to seeing sort of what else we can add over time and how that, you know, our story page expands on the new website and all that kind of stuff. So it's fun to be a part of, and, you know, certainly something I look forward to watching continue grow.
Absolutely. I'm glad you are a part of it now. And as I say, that website was amazing when we put it out. I can't wait to see what it looks like in a year.
It's going
to
be fun.
As we continue to add new stuff and continue to grow and continue to bring, you know, these the original seven were innovators. And, you know, we keep that same innovating spirit, and independent retail will continue
to be
you know, strong and grow.
Awesome. Well, you know, it was fun walking down a little bit of memory lane and getting a bit of a history lesson as well here on Nationwide. Like I said, this was as beneficial to me for me. I think, you know, being someone that's new, and yeah, I've covered Nationwide from a distance, you know, in a previous life, but to kind of hear it and get the run through with you, Doug, has been fun and something I hope everyone else, our listeners, can appreciate. And now we know. Can we add Nationwide historian to your title? Is that something you think we could?
No, I would love to do that. I will work on a new signature line and a business card.
Awesome. Cool. No, well, I appreciate you, like I said at the top, you know, taking the time to dig through this and you know, find out a little bit more and get yourself all caught up too on some of this history. So it's something that was cool to sit back and listen to and get a little bit of a learning on.
Yep. Well, thank you very much. It was a lot of fun to do.
Cool. And, you know, a huge thanks again to Doug for doing the studying, doing some homework for this podcast and really bringing it to the table here and presenting some awesome facts, some great stories and, you know, just an awesome look at what Nationwide was like, you know, over these last 49 plus years. So had a great time. Look forward to, you know, doing this again, maybe diving a little deeper into the different time eras of Nationwide Marketing Group and, you know, bringing out a bigger magnifying glass and diving into this more. So certainly a lot of fun. Appreciate you listening, and we will catch you next time.